Thank you for tuning in to the Epiphany program on Holy Family Radio with your host, Deacon Louis Zemlich. I'm your program producer, Luke Zemlich. On Epiphany, our goal is to have a moment, an epiphany that will bring us all closer to God. So stick around to have an epiphany with us.
Welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich with St. John Bosco Parish in Matawan, St. Margaret Mary Parish in Marcellus in the, from the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and also under the wonderful teaching of our Bishop, Bishop Bradley. We all just want to give a shout out to our Bishop and all of you out there to make sure that you keep all of our religious, especially our Bishop, Bishop Bradley, in prayer. We all need those prayers, that prayer of support, and also the kind words, too, help once in a while, too. You know, sometimes we get criticized and we get some criticism, but it's always good to hear from parishioners that, you know, they appreciate us, you know, and appreciate our Bishop. And so sometimes it's nice to send the Bishop a nice note, to thank him for all the fine work that he does in our parish community and our parish communities as well as in our diocese. But today on the Epiphany Radio program, we've got Jensen Joseph with us from Shalom Media, and we're going to be talking about the wonderful festival that they've got coming May 24th and 25th of this year, 2014. So, Jensen, welcome.
Yes, thank you.
It's good to have you here with us. And so can you explain to us maybe a little bit about Shalom Media? Might be the first time people are hearing about it. They do have a magazine. They do have a website, which is shalomworld.org. So if you're a multitasker and you want to get on their website, if you're at home, we don't want you to do this when you're in your car. We don't want you trying to get on the website as well as listen in your car radio. But if you want to get on there, shalomworld.org, to look at their website and see the different places where they're having these festivals. But we're going to have one right here in Kalamazoo on May 24th and 25th at the Borges Lawrence Center. And can you tell us some things about the festival, Jensen?
Yes. So the Shalom Festival, basically, in a nutshell, it will consist of, inspiring testimonies, spirit-reviving prayer sessions, especially with the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, soul-stirring music by a worship band, powerful talks by international speakers, and of course, celebration of the Holy Eucharist. And, we are doing 24 festivals this year across the United States.
Wow.
Last year we did 6, And in a nutshell, the whole purpose of the Shalom Festival is to ignite the Catholic evangelization efforts in every city, across the country, when you look at the context of India, and when Shalom does, one of the things, is Shalom, as they pray about, doing festivals, is, hey, what are the cities, what are the dioceses where, we could provide some additional help, in terms of getting things to happen, evangelization efforts to become more stronger,
Absolutely.
So Shalom will provide an opportunity for the people in that city or neighboring cities to experience the truth, beauty, and goodness of the church, in a very dynamic way, because when we think about Shalom festivals, or Catholic conferences, the thing that I want to highlight is that, this is not just like any other Catholic conference,
Right.
When you think about media companies, media, as we know, is a very powerful tool, and media companies have made a huge impact on people because their presentations are dynamic.
Yes.
So
right.
When you think about a media company doing a Catholic conference, it's worth noting what is the combination
yes.
you know, that you have, you know. So if you think about the combination of items, of things here in the Shalom Festival, what do we have here? We have an initiative that's by a media ministry that's been in existence over 21 years.
Yep.
Okay. We have a media ministry that is deeply rooted in Catholic spirituality. We have a media ministry that supports its audience with 24/7 intercession in Eucharistic adoration from around the world.
Beautiful.
You know, and then, so Shalom Festival is a combination that has all these elements. And this type of combination has the power to crush the influence of the secular media, because the presentation you're going to see is dynamite, not yes. just dynamic.
Yes.
You know, because one of the commitments of Shalom is they're not just a media ministry, but a broadcast ministry that prays for its viewers. You know, one of my motivations day in and day out as I want to hand out a flyer or the magazine to people is that even if they don't accept it, by simply coming in contact with them, I know that they're going to be supported with 24/7 intercession.
Awesome.
This is a commitment of Shalom, you know. And if anything that they need the most, I mean, yeah. it's the prayer, you know, and that prayer, commitment to prayer, can change their lives at some point.
Now, how does that work? I mean, this and you'd mentioned that before about this intercession, okay?
Yes.
So we're praying for them. I mean, this prayer do you ask them what their first name is, or is that necessary?
It's not really necessary because, I mean, what I just ask them is usually when I approach them, I just ask them, hey, would you like a copy of the magazine? You
yeah.
know? And some people will prolong the discussion. They may ask, hey, what's it about? So you have a chance to talk to them.
Right,
you know?
Sure.
But usually that type of encounter doesn't need to take more than a few seconds, you know.
Okay.
But what Shalom is doing is that, you know, again, it's about evangelizing the culture through the media, you
okay.
know. So basically praying for all the people, you know, that through this encounter, you know, it's not us that they're going to pay attention to,
right?
But it's the Christ that is in us.
So them yeah. just listening, them listening right now.
Yes.
Those of you who are listening right now, Shalom Media is going to be praying for you.
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful.
You know.
Okay.
Because as I said, we are convinced that this church, what the Catholic Church has to offer, is the most awesome gift. You know,
you're
and
right.
This beauty of the church, the history of the church, the tradition of the church, the life of the saints. You know, when we look at all the tools that the Catholic Church has, when we open our lives up to all of this,
yeah.
the enrichment, the fulfillment we get is amazing.
Right. And yeah. I think that's the key word, you know, is this opening up.
Yeah.
How open are we? And for most of us who, you know, the Holy Spirit cannot do anything with us if we're closed off.
Yes.
If we are full of something else, if we are, full of, you know, watching the news on every single news channel, if we're watching movies all the time, or if we're constantly busy, we're shopping, we're working, we're on the internet, and we're never spending any time in prayer, we're never spending any time watching good television, good media, listening to good media, listening to Catholic radio, watching Shalom Media on their channel, and as well as, you know, filling ourselves with things that God can work through us.
Yes.
You know, things that we can, you know, gain knowledge so that when we need to talk to someone about God, or we need to help someone, or we need to work with someone, we're not just talking the talk, we're walking the walk too. We're doing both.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And also the other thing about the Shalom Festival is really expose people to the heart of Catholic spirituality, you know. So through the Shalom Festivals, if you look at the lineup of speakers, you know, we are bringing people, you know, who through their background, you know, they are very solid in the teaching of the church, the tradition of the church, I mean, very good background. But through these speakers, we are going to expose people to the tradition of the church, the beauty of the history of the church, the life of saints, you know, the scriptures, you know, and basically lead people into the heart of Catholic spirituality.
And the speakers that you're going to have this weekend, because this is happening this weekend, folks. You know, this is a recorded program, but I you know, believe that this is going to be put on the week before, might be 2 weeks before, but just in case, this is happening May 24th, May 25th here in Kalamazoo. And some of the speakers you're going to have are...
Some of the speakers, so Dr. Mary Healy, you know,
okay.
I believe she teaches at the seminary in Detroit. And
okay.
It was amazing as I was speaking to the seminarians from the Kalamazoo Diocese who were recently, I had a chance to work with them at the Presence Retreat, you know, in January. I mean, I have never heard them raving so great about, you know, any speaker, but
wow.
They had such great things to say about Dr. Mary Healy, you know, wonderful speaker, and she has actually taught some of them or is currently teaching some of them.
Wonderful.
You know, Mark Nemo from Chicago, you know, Dr. Mark Nemo, he's got his doctorate. But again, a person who has been active in the charismatic renewal as well as working actively in the Chicago diocese, you know, doing ministry among young people, adults, you know, very phenomenal speaker.
Okay, and a little piece on that charismatic renewal, because the people who don't know might not know about charismatic renewal. It is
basically it's the charismatic renewal is the movement in the church that basically encourages people, you know, to use the charisms, to be open to the charisms of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know,
so it's a very the worship style for those celebrations can be very much, you know, hands waving in the air and really people really feeling the Holy Spirit. It can be a little bit more uplifting, a little bit more upbeat, you know, whereas a basic mass at most Catholic churches is quite contemplative. Mm-hmm. It is quiet. It is, you know, of course, there's music and that type of thing. But, you know, the charismatic masses that I've been to, and at some of the universities, they're very popular at the universities with the kids.
Yes.
You know, sometimes they have drums and the electric guitars and things like that going too. So, you know, just be aware of that so people know.
Yes.
Now, the mass that they will have at the Lawrence Center, I know the bishop is going to probably be there, right?
Yes.
I know he's going to try to be there. I know he has stuff that comes up from time to time. He's a very busy man. So I know the bishop's going to be there. Is the mass that's going to be there, is it going to be more of, do you know if it's going to be more of a charismatic style or not?
The mass necessarily is not going to be, I mean, it's we're going to have a worship band there, that is.
Right.
A young adult worship band that, you know, basically, as I said, will help people and lead people into some great praise and worship.
Okay.
You know? So, you know, so because
it might be a combination of
exactly,
the two.
Exactly, a combination, yeah. Yep. Because each day is going to begin with mass.
Very
and
good.
We're going to end with Eucharistic adoration.
Beautiful.
You know, so Father George, who's from India, he actually teaches at the seminary in the north part of India, but he is going to be one of the speakers, and also he's going to lead the prayer session during Eucharistic adoration.
Wonderful.
Where really people have a chance to really, with the worship band, the praise and worship band, really praise God, you know, worship God, but also pray, you know, and so forth, and really open themselves up to the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Eucharistic adoration and many of the Shalom events, you know, are very powerful at the Shalom festivals. It is basically the highlight, you could say, of the event, because it is a time where you really, in a very personal way, will encounter the healing touch of Christ, and many people have experienced healing in mind, body, and soul, you know.
Yes.
As you let the word that you hear during the day become flesh in you during the time of prayer, you know.
Beautiful.
You know, so it's a very powerful time. The other speaker we have is the software engineer from Ohio. His name is Raveen Rajavarma. Now, he's actually a Hindu convert. He was a Hindu, from a Hindu family. He converted to the Catholic faith, you know.
Okay.
As a young man, he was, he grew up in the city of Bangalore, you know, in India.
Okay. Yeah.
And very active again when the renewal. I have done several events with him. We have done retreats together. But very dynamic young person, you know, living the Catholic faith and very solid in the Catholic spirituality, but a great testimony he has, for those who come, you know.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, so really through these speakers, through the worship band, through all using all the tools of the Catholic Church, we want to expose people to the beauty of the church, you know. And one of the things at Shalom Festival you will see is that this is a platform where the church and the Catholic Church is always encouraged. In fact, the only institution, I believe, that has opened itself, welcomed the charisms,
yes,
the different charisms that are out there.
Absolutely.
If you look about the different ministries that are in the church, over the course of the history of the church, you know, different religious organizations that are formed, you know, the church has always been an institution that has encouraged the charisms, you know.
Amen.
And through the Shalom Festival, you will see a platform where we encourage, bring before you all the charisms, you know, of the Holy Spirit at work. Because when we encounter the charisms of the Holy Spirit in different ways, different fashions, it could be a little small charism, a big charism, a small, you know. But when we experience that, we are ignited,
yes,
you know, and are become passionate about our faith, our spirituality, and we want to do something for the church and
Amen.
For the kingdom of God.
Amen. So, and as well as, you know, and I was listening to about these charisms too, you know, the charisms of the Holy Spirit. And of course, the one that is so underused and is love. But I think what our problem is we don't know how to go about expressing that love to people.
Yes.
And I always tell people the greatest way to do it is through mercy.
Yes.
Because we it's easy for us to find fault with people.
Yes.
And we can point out faults with people. And generally, when we do that, we're doing it to ourselves. Generally, how we treat others is how we treat ourselves. And it becomes almost a self-fulfilling prophecy within ourselves, within our own lives, and how we treat and how we look at humanity. And what we really need to do is, you know, go to a conference like this, or really just, and or go into prayer, or go to Eucharistic adoration, and really make a decision to turn that around in your life.
Yes.
Open yourself up. Open yourself up to the Holy Spirit. You know, if you're listening right now, and you know, and you're a Catholic, or you're Hindu, or you're from another religion, or another faith tradition, and you don't feel like your life is fulfilled, you know, open yourself up to the Holy Spirit. Open yourself up to Jesus Christ and say, I want to love like him. And if you do want to love like him, there's pain, there's suffering.
Yes.
But it's the suffering at the cross.
Yes.
And it's the joy of the resurrection.
Yes.
And you will have those things in and out of every single day that you live.
Yes.
And this is the beauty of the Catholic faith. This is what the church has taught for 2,000 years, that this is what's available for you and me. And yes, it can be hard at times, but you always know that God is the one who's leading you.
Yes.
God is the one who's leading you.
Yes.
So we're going to have this beautiful conference, and we're going to have the bishop there. And who are the main people who you would encourage to come to this conference?
It's basically an event for the whole family.
Okay.
In some areas within the United States, we actually have a separate youth track, you know.
Okay.
But in Kalamazoo specifically, we are not doing a separate track for youth.
Right.
So pretty much, you know, the whole family can attend, you know, one track, you know,
okay,
that we will have, you know.
All right.
I think in every way, every age group will enjoy this, especially the worship band that is coming is going to be given ample opportunities to do some music, you know, and lead people, you know, in singing some great, you know, praise songs, you know, high energy songs, as well as going to some worship, you know. They will also be working with Father George, you know, to do the prayer session during the Eucharistic adoration. So at all times, music will be there, you know, because the whole concept, you know, people have asked festival. Why the word festival? You know,
right.
If you look at the promo video for the Shalom Festival. You will notice at the end of the video, there is a bold statement that is projected on the screen, and it says, celebrate life with Jesus. You know,
awesome.
In our mind, we think, oh, celebration, let's go to a ball game, let's go to a sports game, let's go to a, you know, a party. I mean, that's celebration. But if you look at Catholic spirituality, the heart of Catholic spirituality, you know, the church invites us, the church reminds us that everything that we do with Jesus and in Jesus can become a celebration.
Amen.
You know, in other words,
and sometimes a fireworks show too.
Exactly. You know, because the whole thing is that when we lead our day-to-day life,
yes,
we have to celebrate our life with Jesus. You know, because Jesus has done so much for us and has blessed us in so many ways, and we need to celebrate the gift that He has given us, the gift that the church has given us. We need to celebrate that every moment, you know. So a life with Jesus, even if you're praying the rosary, even if you're contemplating from you, all of those moments can become a celebration, because the whole point of the gospel, as St. Paul says, rejoice.
Yes.
And he says, again, I say rejoice, you know. He doesn't say rejoice, and then he says, okay, now it's time to contemplate. Now it's time to be serious. No,
yes.
He just says rejoice, and the word rejoice is more associated with the whole event of the celebration, you know.
That's right.
So if he's kind of prodding us or pushing us to rejoice 24/7, you know, in his mind, or what he's trying to communicate is that a 24/7 life of Jesus is always a celebration, you know.
Amen.
And that's what we want people to feel, that, you know, when you come to a Catholic conference, it's not to say that, oh, I'm going to a retreat, it's now time to put on my holy hat, it's time to sit and just listen, and, you know.
Right.
No, it's a time and opportunity to continue the celebration with Jesus, you know, and so people who come to the festival should know and should be convicted that, you know what, life with Jesus 24/7, it is a celebration.
Amen.
And this celebration at this auditorium on May 24th and 25th, that is a celebration, but that is going to continue in my day-to-day life.
You know? Absolutely. Now, on each day, what time does it start in the morning?
It starts at 9 in the morning,
okay,
and it's over by 6.
Okay, you know? Over at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yes.
And then, now is there... Can they go one day, or they should go both days? Or?
Basically, if you look at Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 6. And the fee is, I believe, $40 for 2 days. It's $30 for 1 day. I would encourage as much as possible to experience the total effect, you know, the total impact of the festival. Try to attend as much as possible the 2 days, you know.
Okay.
But yes, people do have the option of attending 1 day.
Now, what if somebody buys a ticket, mm-hmm. and can they go 1 day and say they can't go the next day? Can they give their ticket to another person to go on Sunday? Is that possible? Who knows?
I'll have to check
the website or call.
Yes, call, yeah.
Go onto the website, because we don't know that, so we didn't rehearse that question, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry about that, Jensen. But so we will. So if you go to shalomworld.org,
yes,
and on the website they can go to the festivals and they can call,
yes,
to register.
Yes, they can call to register. They can register on the website.
Okay.
Or we have a few of us in Kalamazoo have tickets that we're selling to the festival as well.
Okay, very good.
So you can call us. And also the other thing is that for all the priests, the festival is free. There is no fee.
Wow.
Because Shalom's policy is that we don't charge any fee for our priest and for any religious. So these are people who are not priests,
okay,
you know, but like sisters, nuns, religious brothers, you know. If they can, they're asked to pay only half the price, you know, so it would be $20. If they find that difficult to afford, that's fine, you know, because again, Shalom's policy is that we don't restrict.
You don't want it to be a money thing.
Exactly.
You don't want it to be a money thing. This is about evangelization.
Exactly.
This is,
yes,
about doing the work that God wants us to do.
Yep. Yep.
Through the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Mother Mary.
Yes. Yes.
Always watching over us and always helping us and always interceding for us.
Yes. And we know priests are busy usually on Saturdays and Sundays. So as you're able, try to attend, you know, some of the sessions, you know.
Well, they could at least, you know, be able to come there till, you know, 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Yes, yeah.
You know, for most of them to be able to come on 3 o'clock on Saturday. Now, in that $40, does that include any type of lunch?
Or box no, lunch? Is, you know, lunch is not included, but okay. We will provide snacks, you know, refreshments, you know, in the morning and in the afternoon. We will have short breaks. Because I know that, especially if the day is going to begin with Mass, some people may be fasting. So we will have refreshments, you know, coffee and other things and other refreshments for people in the morning and afternoon. That's free of cost. Now, for lunch, people can either go to the Borges Cafeteria, you know, which is right there in the building. Yep. Or we will provide a list of nearby places that people can go and eat. We will provide, you know, some time for lunch, of course, an hour at least for at the minimum.
Or they can bring something along.
Yes,
you know,
they can
bring something or bring some snacks or something like that, too. So, wonderful. Well, this really sounds great. Now, is there a breakdown on the speakers? Are the speakers going to speak, like, both days?
Yes. Some speakers will probably be speaking both days.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly who those speakers are. But
I understand.
But I think, for the most part, from what I understand, these speakers are committed to be there both days.
Okay.
You know? So they are. My guess is they're going to be speaking both days.
And so a lot of this is going to be like on new evangelization.
Yes.
It's and any particular things. I mean,
the theme of the festival for this year is actually Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you.
There we go.
You know. So basically, the talks will kind of be in sync or in relation with that theme, you know. And also, there is going to be confession made available on Saturday between 1 and 4.
Awesome.
You know, so we will have confession opportunities.
Well, and I think this kind of folds right in also with the canonization of Pope John Paul II, too, with this, you know, his "Be not afraid."
Yes.
You know, those lovely, you know, I love hearing his voice, "Be not afraid."
Yes.
That just drawing us to the Lord. And, of course, he always had a great devotion to Our Lady, to the Blessed Mother Mary. And I know that Shalom Media also has great devotion to Our Lady as well.
Yes.
And I know that's important for a lot of people, you know. You had mentioned earlier, we were talking earlier about that your wife doesn't want to show up to any place that doesn't say the rosary.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
You know, and good, strong, powerful women is what us men need. This is what the world needs.
Yes.
And I really think that, you know, a lot of this evangelization, a lot of this stuff that's happening now, if you tried to do it without the love of her, without the love of Jesus's mother, you know, you're really missing out.
Yes.
Of course, always people can go directly to God. You can go directly to Jesus. But there's so many of us who have been beaten down in this life who really feel lower than low. And we really need that mother who is going to help lead us back to Jesus.
Yes.
Lead us back to the Eucharist. Lead us back to the church. So we always encourage people with that. I always encourage people with that, too. You know, some people don't even feel like praying to God. And I always offer up to them. I say, well, you know, how do you feel about talking to his mom?
Yes.
And for some people, they're just like, I didn't know you could do that.
Yes.
You know, especially non-Catholics. And I say to them, well, let me tell you about her.
Yes.
Let me tell you about what she's like. She's the most loving, kind human being you could ever meet in your entire life.
Yes.
And we try to model after that, too. Us Catholics try to model after that, and all Christians. She is our greatest model of a human being could ever be. So we encourage that. So the festival's this weekend, May 24th and 25th, and is there anything else you'd like to touch on in regards to that, some of the things that might be happening or your own experience at one of these festivals,
too? Yes. So, I mean, if you think about the question, why does Shalom Media do Shalom festivals in various cities?
Yeah.
You know, that's a fundamental question. And the main purpose is to, again, to expose people to the beauty of the Catholic Church, whereby they encounter Jesus in a personal way. And after this experience, they are driven by two fundamental questions.
Awesome.
What can I do for my church? What can I do for the kingdom of God? As they reflect on these two questions, Jesus becomes no longer just a doctor, policeman, or Santa Claus for them.
Right.
But the Lord of their life. The whole concept of Jesus as a doctor, you know, you need a doctor when you're sick.
Right.
You need a policeman when you're afraid for your life.
Right.
You need Santa Claus when you need something, you know. But when Jesus becomes Lord of your life, you need him 24/7,
yeah.
You know. And so when Jesus becomes Lord of your life, you know, through the experience of the Shalom Festival, what happens is things start happening in those cities. As these people respond to the call of new evangelization, offering prayers by shedding tears, doing ministry by offering sacrifices, coming out of their comfort zone, and engaging people they meet, motivating and encouraging them to think about what is missing in their life, or how could their lives be more peaceful, joyful, or more fruitful.
Wow.
Shalom Festival will inspire people to accept the sufferings in their lives and offer it for the salvation of souls, because suffering is the most powerful instrument in the hands of God.
Amen.
And He can do wonders with it if we embrace it. This is what Catholic spirituality teaches us through the lives of the saints.
Awesome. So if you're listening to this and you're listening to what Jensen Joseph is telling us in this, and I know he attended a festival a couple of years ago,
yes,
and it entirely changed his life. So if you're listening, whether you're Catholic or not Catholic, whether you're a Christian or not, you're invited to attend this festival, right? No matter what age you are, no
yes.
matter what religion you are,
yes.
no matter where you're at in your life, you know, if you're listening to this message, you know, sometimes people will say, well, I'm waiting for a message from God. Well, this is it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
This is it. Go to this festival and be aware that it may change your entire life.
Yes.
And it has done that for you.
Yes, yes.
And you're a wonderful testimony to it. Because, you know, a couple of years ago, you went to one of these and, you know, you have a family,
yes.
you have a good job, you have no reason to have to, why do I want to do all this extra stuff for Jesus?
Yes, yes. But
you found room.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So can you share a little bit of that happened?
Yes, basically what happened was when I attended a Shalom Festival in the summer of 2012 in Detroit, Michigan, during the last day of the festival, the last adoration, I saw a library card in a kind of like a what you would call a vision, and I heard a message that said, get rid of it, you know. And when I heard that message, I knew exactly what it meant. And here's the background. I used to live in Battle Creek, Michigan, where the company I work for is located. Several years ago, I moved to Kalamazoo, Michigan, about a half-hour drive from Battle Creek. But what I did not do was get rid of the Battle Creek Public Library card. The reason was this. This library had a good collection of movies, and I loved watching movies. This, in fact, led to a life of complacency. I used to sit up late to watch a movie. Spiritual exercises became secondary. Lifestyle became very lukewarm. When I do pray or attend Sunday Mass, there is not much feeling, but dryness, not much emotion, sometimes boredom. After adoration at the conclusion of the Detroit Shalom Festival, I came to my cousin's house and I tore up the library card in my wallet. The next day I attended a Sunday Mass in an Indian parish. And as the Mass begins, I began to cry uncontrollably. I asked myself, what is going on? Why am I crying? This question is ringing loud in my mind. Immediately the thought that comes to my mind is as follows. You are crying because you have started to experience a small fraction of the pain that is in the heart of Jesus.
Wow.
Another thought that comes to my mind soon after is this, and it is as follows. Many years back, as a teenager and a young adult, I saw myself participating in Eucharistic celebrations at the Sur Malabar Church in Chicago. And I was crying uncontrollably, especially during feast days, Holy Week, and Christmas. The reason was this. The church was packed, and I saw so many young faces around me, and I asked, I prayed, I desired, Lord, how awesome it would be if all of these young people experienced your love and touch. And I would cry for most of the Eucharistic celebration. There was an intense pain in my heart. I felt it and I cried uncontrollably. It was the pain of the Heavenly Father. Several years later, I moved to a smaller city, Battle Creek, and Kalamazoo, and then slowly but subtly began to pursue the vanities of life and worldly pleasures. I was in my comfort zone. These are the painkillers, and once I started taking them, I did not feel the pain in the heart of Jesus, wow, which led to a life of complacent living. The message was very clear to me.
Amazing.
Get rid of the painkillers. There are some pains that we need to carry in our hearts throughout our lives, especially the pain of the Heavenly Father. I came home that night after the Detroit festival, and I sat down to pray the rosary. It was about 8 p.m. Usually am I able to finish the rosary in about 10 to 15 minutes and move on to the next thing. Tonight was different. I sat down and began to cry uncontrollably, and the words kept ringing in my mind, fire, fire, consuming fire. I looked at my watch. It was about 8:30 p.m. I had not begun to pray the rosary yet. Next day, I get up to pray. I go to Mass. I'm driving to work. During all these times, there are several minutes where I'm just crying, and the words keep ringing in my ears, fire, fire, consuming fire. When I got rid of the library card, one painkiller, I started to feel a fraction of the pain in the heart of Jesus and began to cry uncontrollably. I began to pray. I began to thirst as Jesus did. And the message I have for my brothers and sisters out there is this. What are the painkillers in your life? Get rid of them.
Yeah.
That you may answer the call to prayer, penance, evangelization as the Holy Spirit leads you. And today, as I sit here today, there's one thing I can say very confidently. Today, the greatest treasure in my life is not my 401k plan.
Amen.
It is the pain of the Heavenly Father.
Wow.
This pain is the greatest treasure, and I am holding on to it with all of my life. You know.
Wow.
And in a sense, I don't want to share it because,
yeah,
the Heavenly Father has a lot of pain.
Yes.
So if you want to get your share,
yeah,
you can ask Him for it. You know.
Right.
He has more than enough.
That's
but
right.
This today is the greatest treasure in my life. Today's day and age, you know, I think heaven is asking for not just faith, but heroic faith.
Amen.
You know, heroic generosity.
You bet.
Heroic patience. You know, in other words, faith that doesn't demand a lot of evidence. I am going to step out, and my eyes are not on my circumstances, but it's on Jesus. And He's not just a doctor or a policeman or Santa Claus.
Right.
He is the Lord.
Yes.
I am the Lord of all mankind. Is there anything impossible for me? I'm going to take Him at His word,
amen,
100% rely on it, trust Him, and I'm going to step out, and then He will do the rest, you know.
Amen.
So basically, you know, it's that demonstration of heroic faith that will inspire heaven to stand up and honor the sacrifice, you
amen
know. And that's why when Shalom, you know, in India, I mean, the ministry in India is supported by, we have right now 65,000 members who are part of the Shalom Peace Fellowship.
Wow.
Right now, if you look at the ministry in the U.S. that's now reaching out to the rest of the world, we have less than 2,000 members who are part of the Shalom Peace Fellowship, you know. And how is it possible that we are putting all this investment and doing all these festivals, launching a channel, I mean, all this, you know. It's because the thing is this, you know. You know, we, you know, the whole concept of Shalom, you know, that Shalom is this, you know. You know, we all invest in funds. We have retirement plans.
Right.
Invest in the stock market. We are saving up things for our retirement, all these things.
Right.
But the way Shalom looks at it is this. God, through human beings, is investing in different bank accounts.
Amen.
Okay? And when God needs something for his purpose, because... Amen. Shalom is a ministry not led by human beings. We believe it is led by God. Because when you look at the progress, the advancement, there is no way a human being could do this. God Correct. Is in the driver's seat.
I agree.
You know, so when God is investing money in different bank accounts through human beings, God knows exactly where to pull the funds from when he needs it.
That's right.
Case in point, recently there was a situation where Shalom needed $230,000. They were approaching a deadline and no source of funding. And the ministry in India called the office up in the United States and said, we have been praying for this intention. We believe you should not take a loan. The director over here was kind of in that situation now. He was like, okay, I got to take a loan.
Sure.
They call up and said, don't take a loan. God will provide it. So what he does, he calls up all the Shalom Peace Fellowship regional coordinators across the United States and says, we have a situation. We need this much funding. So the guy in Chicago, Sabu is his name, the regional coordinator, sends a text message to all the Shalom Peace Fellowship members in Chicago and says, it's urgent, call me back. They all called him back, and he presents a situation. That night, they raised $45,000. You know, and now for this particular situation, Shalom had more than they needed.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, when you trust God to provide,
yeah.
you know, and when you entrust something, this ministry to God, you right. know, God will do it.
And those are, you know, those contributions, like the kids with the pennies, you know, those are the ones, even with, you know, Catholic Radio, with here at Catholic Radio in Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids, you know, those $5 and $10 checks
yes.
mean more
yes.
than those $500 and $1,000 checks sometimes.
Yes.
I mean, even though, yes, those are important too, but, you know, just getting, you know, $100,000 or $1 million from one person, even though that is wonderful and beautiful. But when it is broad-based,
yes.
when it is also coupled with prayer,
yes.
and people or people make a commitment and they say, you know what, I'm going to give $5 a month.
Yes.
I'm going to give, you know, $60 a year to Shalom. I'm going to give $60 a year to Catholic Radio. And you know, and also don't, you know, absolutely give to your parish, too, you know, and give to, you know, EWTN and all of these organizations. And you don't have to give them a lot of money. You know, what it is it's the amount of people.
Yes.
The amount of people. And also to always couple it with prayer.
Yes.
Always couple it with prayer.
Yes.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah. The other thing that, too, if you look at the Tidings magazine, you know, one of the things with the festivals is, you know, the media ministry, again, we have the impact of a media company doing a conference. But also, Shalom is committed to doing things with quality. And there's a story behind this, too. You know, when our founder, many years ago, as he was preparing to do this ministry, he was praying in a church, in a Catholic church. And the vision he saw was this. There was a shop outside on the street. And on the top, he saw magazines with colored pictures of celebrities and sports stars. And all the way in the corner, on black and white piece of paper that was torn, he saw a picture of Jesus. And he felt as if Jesus was pointing a finger at him and says, if you're going to do ministry for me and for the one Holy Catholic Church, make sure you do it with quality. Don't compromise the quality. Yeah. You know. And
don't do it on the cheap.
Exactly.
Don't be cheap about it.
Exactly. And since that point, Shalom has committed to doing things with quality. A lot of people screamed at him, cursed him, but Shalom has not compromised the quality for 21 years plus years, and for that many years, the anointing hasn't stopped.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why when we believe in the Catholic spirituality, if that spirituality, not just something we heard, we right. experience it, it becomes flesh in us,
yeah.
and we are passionate about it, and we care about it, we are willing to do anything for it, you know,
yeah.
and do something in that area, in the work of evangelization. And that type of commitment is what heaven honors. And we will see miracles day in and day out happening for different needs.
Absolutely. In case you're just joining us, this is Deacon Louis Zumlich. This is the Epiphany Radio Program on Catholic Radio 91.5 in Kalamazoo and 1140 AM in the Grand Rapids area. We're speaking today with Jensen Joseph from Shalom Media, and their website is shalomworld.org. And we're talking about the festival that's this weekend, this Saturday and Sunday, May 24th and 25th at the Borges Lawrence Center. And we're talking about the things that are going on at the festival. It's all day, starts at 9 o'clock in the morning with Mass, correct?
Yes, yes.
And ends at 6 o'clock in the evening. And it has been a transformative experience for Jensen. They've got four or five speakers. Our Bishop Bradley, is going to be doing the Mass, and they're going to have praise and worship. They're going to have adoration. They're going to have these great speakers. One speaker is a convert to Catholicism. He was Hindu,
yes.
correct? And so, if there are any Hindus listening, or any Protestants, or people from Bible churches, or if you have no faith at all, or if you're an atheist, you don't believe in God at all, come to this festival.
Yes.
And we challenge all of the world to look at Catholicism, to look at the church, to look at what we teach, to look at the truth of what we teach. Of the love that we have. We do not worship Mary, but we love her with an unbelievable deep love, as anyone should love their mother. And she is the mother of God. She is the mother of Jesus, who we should love so, so very much. And also with the Eucharist. And you hear us talk, sometimes we do this Catholic speech thing, where we talk about the Eucharist and we talk about adoration, and people are like, what do those two words mean? Well, the Eucharist is that real Holy Communion, that Euchariste, the Greek, this thanksgiving that we receive into our bodies at Mass every time we go to Mass, whether it be during the week or on Sunday. So that is the Eucharist, this real Holy Communion, body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And this adoration is also Jesus. It is that same consecrated bread that we put into a monstrance, which is this large holding device that holds the Eucharist in a very, it's like a little stand, like a candle stand with a spray of light. Usually it's gold, and in the middle of that will be the host, which would be the Eucharist, which would be that, which is Jesus. And we call that adoration. And so we sit and we look at that.
Yes.
We look at Jesus, and Jesus looks at us. And there are many, St. Monica's, I know, in Kalamazoo has 24-hour Eucharistic adoration, as well as some other parishes in our diocese have it as well. And so those are those Catholic words that we hear sometime when we hear Eucharist and we hear adoration.
Yes.
And they're going to have adoration,
yes.
where we adore Jesus, we gaze upon Jesus, and we just look at him, and we look at him, and he looks at us quietly. And Pope Francis had that beautiful words about that, I don't know if it was Pope Francis or another person that said, you know, what do you do when you go to this adoration, when you sit there?
Yes.
And I, you know, they're saying this one fellow, you know, what are you doing? He says, I just let Jesus look at me.
Yes, yes.
You know, I look at him, but the most important part is he's looking at me.
Yes, yes.
And of course, at this point, you know, that's where you had your vision too.
Yes.
At adoration.
Yes.
This tearing up the card.
Yes.
Tearing up the library card. Tearing up this thing that was taking such a big part of your life.
Yes.
Consuming part of your life.
Yes.
And that's what we really have to look at, is what are the things that are consuming parts of our lives? And TV is a great destroyer of time.
Yes.
And a great destroyer of life. I mean, you know, I enjoy the few TV programs I enjoy too, but if you don't have a good amount of prayer in your life, and if you're not, you know, saying the rosary and looking at scripture every single day, you are not living life.
Yes.
You're living a partial death.
Yes.
You know, you're just waiting to die.
Yes.
Basically. And you're also, you know, subjecting yourself to the possibility of not going to heaven. I mean, you have to work on the spiritual life. You really have to work at it. And you have to work at prayer. So we're going to continue with Jensen and talking about the festival that's this weekend. Is there anything? We've got about another 9 minutes left in the show. If there's anything more that you want to talk about in regards to this that people might be gain their interest, it's $40 to get in.
Yes.
And that's for both days, and there will be some refreshments and light snacks there if you want to have lunch or anything like that. Lunch is not furnished with the $40, so we don't want anybody there says, I paid for lunch too, but gee whiz, you know, $20 it's a great deal.
Yes, and the other thing about the festival that we are hoping to do, so this year we are doing 24 festivals. But what we are providing through the festival is also a platform for young people to really evangelize, you know, because you will notice that when you come to the Kalamazoo Festival, actually, when I called up the Shalom Peace Fellowship in Detroit, I asked them, you know, can you come with your group? And there is young people, adults who will come and help out, because I wanted the
nice
people in Kalamazoo to experience the festival as much as possible. But what we are trying to do, because recently we did a national evangelization training that Shalom Media sponsored, you know, for the youth. And we're trying to get our youth involved in these work of the festivals, organizing, you know, because our youth has a lot of talents. One of my friends who was in Dallas, it's amazing, he was sharing that last year he was able to coordinate the lighting and some of the equipment, the setting up for one of the festivals. And the media, the Shalom Media organizers were very impressed. And so this year he's in charge of doing it for all the festivals, you know.
Wow.
Because our young people are very, you know, very excellent in using the use of technology. So we are trying through this ministry to bring the young people to the media platform so that they can evangelize. When Shalom Media set up one of their production houses out west, what they did was they hired they asked the children of the Shalom Peace Fellowship adults to come and set up the studio. And what they testified was that the work that these young people did is the same quality that you would get by hiring a professional staff.
Awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
So really, you will see young
people.
The Holy
Spirit working through
them, too. Exactly, yes, yes, yes. You know, bring them, provide them a platform to use their talents.
That's great.
For the church, yep, to build the church, to bring the beauty of the church to others, you know.
Wonderful.
So that's why we are hoping that, you know, as we proceed, you know, in the following years and so forth, you know, really this will be an event where really the young people come together and even adults, you know. My hope, my dream is that next year we will have a mega festival in,
yeah,
Kalamazoo. A mega festival is where you have several different tracks for several different ages, you know,
yeah,
happening. In some places this year it's happening, you know.
Wonderful.
Kalamazoo, we have just one track, you know. But hopefully, as I said, we ongoing we can do several of these, you know, because this should ignite the Catholic evangelization efforts in that city, in that diocese, you know.
And so this is also designed for people who, you know, not just religious, but and not just for catechists, but anyone who's out there.
Yes.
Anyone who is really thinking, you know, or people who are Catholic who are thinking about coming back into the church, and they really need to be re-energized.
Yes.
Or people who think, you know, gee whiz, you know, I'm just really feeling down. You know, it's a great place to be uplifted.
Yes.
To see another part of the church too.
Yes.
I would say.
Yes.
especially with the charismatic renewal, is some of that really ignites people, and that's part of the faith too that people can enjoy too. So
yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and
go right ahead.
Yes, and the last thing, you know, one of the last things is Shalom is not trying to say that, hey, we're the next greatest thing that's happening, come join us. No, Shalom's hope and vision, prayer, is that every church will be jam-packed. You know, every
Amen.
Ministry will
yeah.
flourish, you know.
You bet.
Because so it's really, you know, give a chance for everything that is associated with the Catholic Church. A platform to come forward and let the common person in the street know what the Catholic Church has to offer through these various ministries, through the churches. And when you encounter Jesus in a personal way, find out what's happening in your diocese, what's happening around you,
yes.
what are the events that are happening,
Amen.
What are the ministries that are out there, you know, what are the Holy Family Radio. I mean, plug into these, support these ministries, get involved in them, do something,
Absolutely.
You know, for the church, for the kingdom of
yeah.
God. So that people are, you know, so that gospel message reaches out.
Stop living a boring life
yeah.
and start living the life that God has planned for you.
Yes, yes.
You know, and it doesn't mean you need to necessarily quit your job. I mean, Jensen and I both have jobs. We both have regular jobs. But we talk to people every day.
Yes.
We
yes.
talk to people who need our help. We
yes.
talk to people who need our prayers. We make life exciting so that when we're done with the day, we know that we've done some good for the kingdom.
Yes.
We've done some good for God, and we've done some of the things that the Blessed Mother calls us to do, to try to reach out to people, to love people, to be merciful with people, and to do what the church is asking us to do, and to do some of the things that the bishop is asking us to do, to support our priests, to support our religious, to encourage vocations to the priesthood,
yes.
to really defend her, defend Holy Mother Church. It's so important, you know, but it takes courage.
Yes.
It takes courage, and it takes this emptying out of ourselves, you know, getting outside of our own heads. Now, also, we wanted to make sure that we talk about Shalom Media and its launch. It's launching on
Divine
Mercy Sunday, which is a month ago that it launched, and to encourage you to call your cable providers and your dish providers, send them emails, you know, once a month or every couple of weeks, or make phone calls to them to encourage them to carry the Shalom Media and Shalom World network on your cable channel,
yes,
on your dish network channel, just right along with EWTN. And most of them, I know for me, we have DirecTV, so we have EWTN on there, and there's, you know, 10 other Christian channels, as well as you know, Jewish channels and Mormon channels. And so to get this additional
yes.
Catholic channel on there, and it's really kind of the YouTube of Catholic media.
Yes.
And all of these, and I know you were at the men's fellowship, and you were taping that, and you've done all these, they're doing these tapings all over the country, all over the world, and really is such a beautiful, engaging ministry. I tell
yes.
you, I'm excited about it.
Praise God.
I am really excited about it. And even to the extent to where you can say to somebody, you know, if you're talking to somebody, you know, have you ever thought about Catholicism? And, oh, no, not really. Well, listen, go to this. Go to Shalom Media. Go and watch that for an hour. And when you come back tomorrow or next week or when I see you, you know, let's talk about it a little
yes.
bit. So we just got a minute and a half left.
Okay.
Anything you want to finish up with?
I mean, just one, the final thing is that, you know, again, some of the programming that we're going to have on Shalom Media
yes.
is various types of programming. I mean, just to give you a few examples, there's going to be a show called Truth and Lies. What do you believe? You know,
awesome.
There is a program called Luminous, Let the Word Shine. So we are giving an opportunity for priests, deacons, other lay people who are good speakers to give half-hour teachings. You know, I just did a recording with Father Farrell, you know,
Wonderful.
A few weeks ago.
Great.
Another program, G2G, Glory to God. Another program called Real Women, Strong Faith, True Beauty. Another program called Seekers, Seek and You Shall Find. Heart Talk. daily word, you know. And basically, the whole thing about Shalom is, you know, is there are a lot of people out there with great Catholic programming ideas. Find those people and provide them the resources. You know, if their ideas are great, bring that to a reality. So most of the ideas for the programming doesn't come from the production team. It comes from the lay people, you know. So we will have a platform where people can share different ideas, you know, about programming that they would like to see.
Wonderful.
And we will bring that to the
wonderful board. Jensen, thank you very much for being with us today.
Yes.
Don't forget to visit shalomworld.org. And as always, you know, keep Shalom Media as well as Catholic Radio in mind when you can send out that extra $5 or $10 a month that you've got. We'd really appreciate all your support. Thank you very much from the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich. May God bless you. Thank you.
You have been listening to Epiphany with your host, Deacon Louis Zemlich, on Holy Family Radio. If you have suggestions or comments, you can email us at epiphany@holyfamilyradio.net. Also, if you would like to listen to this program again or share it with a friend, audio copies are available online at holyfamilyradio.net. Thank you for listening.